We've been talking about Mary's expensive, intentional gift to Jesus in John chapter 12. But John, the author, wants to focus our attention not only on the price of the gift, but also on where the perfume was poured. Matthew and Mark both record this event in their Gospels, and in both of those Gospels, it's made known that the perfume was poured on Jesus' head. But here, John brings attention to the fact that the perfume was poured on his feet. Now, don't read any disagreement between the Gospels. Obviously, Mary poured some on his head, it ran down his body, and she poured some on his feet. The question becomes, why does John focus the attention of Mary pouring the perfume solely on his feet? Well, anointings that take place on the head signify God's choosing of a king or priest. And Matthew and Mark both have major kingship themes running through their Gospels, so they naturally focus in on the element of that anointing. But John wants us to see how Mary thinks of herself regarding Jesus. She sees herself as the servant, like John the Baptist, not even really worthy to be at the feet of Jesus. The dirtiest, lowliest part of the Son of God was still really too precious for her, but it was what she could do. She was humbled. She was a thankful servant. She had seen his glory and was now bowed down at his feet. Speaking of, have you ever noticed that every time this Mary is mentioned in Scripture, she's always at the feet of Jesus? In Luke chapter 10, she's at the feet of Jesus listening to his words. In John chapter 11, she runs to Jesus and then falls down at his feet. And here in John chapter 12, she's bowed down at his feet again. What a legacy! What we know of Mary is that she was always at the feet of Jesus worshiping. What will they say about you? What will they say about me? What will they say about our churches in relation to our position to Jesus? Today, when you pray, please pray for Michael and Josie Barton, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast heard in Armenia and Lebanon.